The Stone of Destiny, of course, was the stone that the ancient kings of Scots were supposed to be crowned on, and Edward I of England had taken it and one of his forays into Scotland when he invaded, and he'd taken it down to London and put it in Westminster Abbey, so all the kings of England were crowned on this ancient... Yeah, it was considered to be, yeah, over the years, quite a controversial thing, and eventually in the 1990s, was it? Is it 90? I can't remember when it was.
Yeah.
Came back to Scotland. Yeah.
97.
Was it 96, 97?
97.
And I was working in the Royal Mile in Edinburgh at the time as a ghost tour guide, you know, hence the black cloak. And it was a midweek, and it was the Royal Mile in Edinburgh. It was very misty, so it had that kind of really spooky sort of quality. And it was really quiet. There were absolutely no visitors around. There were no potential customers. And I was standing at the Reckitt Cross in the High Street, in the old part of Edinburgh, next to St Giles Cathedral. And I was aware of this vehicle coming up the road. And I could see it kind of emerging out of the mist, and it was a kind of modified army Land Rover. Now, Edinburgh Castle is still a working castle. It still has soldiers, you know, stationed there. And it was kind of chugging up the Royal Mile, and it got to the back of St Giles Cathedral, got to where about I was, and it stopped. And fellas got out, and they undid the latch at the back, and I could hear them kind of manoeuvring something. They were kind of, hang on, wait a minute, yep, left a bit, right a bit, lads, right, back, no, forward, right, okay. And I was thinking, what are they doing? And I was kind of, you know, peering around the corner, and they're going up the back steps into the cathedral. This was about 10 o'clock at night, and I was thinking, what on earth are they doing? And when I looked at what they had a wooden pallet, and on it there was a huge great lump of concrete. And I thought, what on earth is going on here? So they maneuvered this thing up the steps into St Giles Cathedral, and after about 5 minutes they maneuvered it out again and took it back down the steps. And I thought, right, I've got to go and ask. And I went and I said, excuse me, can you tell me what you're doing? The very next day, the Stone of Destiny was returning to Scotland, and it was going to go into St Giles Cathedral to, I don't know, have some sort of blessing or to be officially handed over or something, I don't know. And then it was going to come out of the cathedral, and then it was going to go up to the top of the Royal Mile and be installed in Edinburgh Castle, which is where it still is. And what they have is a lump of concrete, the exact shape and dimensions and weight of the Stone of Destiny. And they were practicing getting it in and out of St Giles Cathedral. So I felt very privileged to witness that.
Several years ago, around that same period actually, Stromness Museum won an award. And we made Bryce toddle off down to the presentation, which was in Scone Palace. And Lady Mansfield took us for a tour of the place because we'd come from so far. We were given a free guidebook, and she says, I'll show you at my place. So, okay, so off we went. Yeah, I've got one of those too. We've got a couple of them, you know. And we were talking about Stone of Destiny, and she goes, of course, it's not really the Stone of Destiny. Edward I didn't get the real Stone of Destiny. That was a cover of a latrine. And I thought, how desperate would you be to be able to pick up the lid of half a ton of stone?
I think the Stone of Destiny stories, and there are many, many of them, is a brilliant example of what we were talking about earlier on, is using the stories for your own ends. There are so many legends. Is it still under somebody's bed in Blairgowrie? I don't know, it could possibly be.
Is it in the Bronx?
It's in the Bronx. It may well be indeed.